We headed to Webster City, Iowa to do a piece about rural economic development. Why? Well, why not go where it's taking place? So we packed up our mobile studio and went out to lunch with Deb Brown, who in September will host an economic development seminar called Rural That Works. If you missed that piece, you'll find it on our radio blog. We'll have a link for you. Our host for Out to Lunch was Burke Rissiter, who for 10 years has wrangled a place just east of Webster City called the Gridiron Grill and Sports Bar. Now, for years, we've interviewed restaurant owners and chefs in the greater Des Moines metro, but what's it like to do this work in rural America? Stay with us, because you're about to find out as we go out to lunch at the Gridiron Grill and Sports Bar with Burke Rissiter.
When you think about AARP, you no doubt think about aging. In reality, AARP Iowa is all about family. From lifting up family caregiving concerns to the Iowa legislature, to providing reliable information on fraud, to supporting art and culture, AARP is all about creating a better state for all of us. Learn more and get connected with the real possibilities of AARP Iowa. Google AARP Iowa and let's get started with you and your family. AARP Iowa, we're really about possibilities.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
We are out to lunch, and where are we out to lunch at? We are at the Gridiron Sports Bar and Grill, and that's in rural Hamilton County, as a matter of fact, in Webster City. And with me is the proprietor of that. He was so kind to be the guy that hosted us today for our Out to Lunch segment. His name is Burke Rissiter. Burke, welcome to the Business News Hour, man. How is the restaurant business?
Oh, the restaurant business. What a great topic. The business is going well. Been here since 2008. Employ about 22, 23 people. Most of them, a lot of them are servers. This is their second job. I have maybe four in the kitchen that are full-time.
Wow.
The rest are high school kids and
Sarah,
warriors.
By the way. Sarah, yes, was our waitress today.
Yeah.
And I have,
yeah,
to tell you, she's fabulous.
She is.
Fabulous.
They all come to work ready to battle.
And it is kind of a battle in the restaurant business, isn't it?
It is. Every morning, somebody wants to call in sick or somebody's kid missed the bus.
Yeah,
every morning.
One of the things we commented on as we were out to lunch here with Deb Brown was the fact that we sometimes forget, those of us who are from a metro area, what the prices are like.
Yeah.
That was a heck of a deal. And the bourbon burger, by the way, was delicious.
Thank you. Yeah, that's a popular sauce. And then, of course, our number one fan, Deb Brown, and her chamber or peanut butter bacon burger.
What was with that?
You know, we hand patty all our burgers every morning. It's a half pound burger. We use a CAB, certified Angus beef. But we hand patty that. And Deb just kind of doesn't like veggies. She's kind of boring on what she has, but she loves peanut butter and crispy bacon. And somebody like that, a great ally, great friend, we aim to please. So we started making it for
the chamber burger.
It's no longer the chamber burger. Never really officially was on our menu. It is officially just a peanut butter bacon burger. You can order it anytime. It's featured on our burger night, and we have people that like their bacon, and the big one right now is throw an egg on it.
You have to have the egg cooked?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
okay, I don't know. Yeah,
you know, some people like it over easy, some like it medium.
Throw an egg on
it. Yeah, it's a popular burger on Tuesday nights.
So you've been doing this, Burke, for 10 years.
Yes.
What kind of transitions, what kind of changes, what kind of consumer trends have you seen while you've been doing this?
Well, when we lost Electrolux, it was just terrifying. Yeah. We didn't know what was going to be, you know, happening, and some people went back to school. They got retooled, moved on, left the area. Thank God we're in a very strong agricultural, you know, area. We got great loyal customers, and it's just, I don't know, when we won the 2017 Iowa's Best Tenderloin, it brought people out of the woodwork. But we, up to that, we had a loyal customer base and just a repeat in business and a lot of familiar faces. They come in, they get to know us, they get to know our servers. It just seemed like a lot of them turned into family.
You know, you started this 10 years ago, and I should perhaps make mention of the fact that would have been 2008, just to the beginning of the recession. Wow.
Yeah.
That's a tricky time to have gone into the business.
There was nights I left here, and I just, you know, I left a sales career with, I worked for a company, Martin Brothers, and prior to that, was with Harkers for 9 years before they were bought out.
And you had a paycheck.
Yes. I had a paycheck, and weekends were mine, you know, at that time. And, you know, there's nights I left here. I was like, what am I doing? And I always kind of remind myself that when I bought an empty building that had been closed for 3 years, so to speak, I bought a dead horse, and took a while to get it trotting, you know, and moving along, and now I think we got it running. I think it's fairly good, and it's going smooth.
In our conversation with Deb, we were talking about you and your business after 10 years, and you're expanding.
Yes, that's our hopes. We have recently purchased a property to the east of our location. It was formerly an apartment complex, I guess, is what it could be called, and it was condemned, and finally I was able to purchase that from the city, and our hopes are to enlarge our kitchen, expand our seating to the east of the building, and then the front dining room where we're currently sitting at right now is going to probably, in our plans, is going to turn into a little party room.
Yeah,
I think all along we've been missing a little bit of opportunity on some smaller gatherings, 25, 30, 40 people, and I think we've got the talent to handle that, and I think we just need to move forward and make that happen.
Well, it is a beautiful place on the inside, by the way, and you know it's clean, it's nice, the people are just super friendly. Is there enough density in population for you to expand? Have you thought, you know, what do you think about that?
I think
if you build it, they'll come?
I think so. Yeah. And that's my hopes. And I think it's the surrounding communities. We see people traveling from, we see Story City, we see Ames, we see to the west, we see Fort Dodge, we see Eagle Grove, Clarion, Woolstock. So, I mean, I think that there's people looking for nice places to dine. And I think you hit something. I think we have a clean place. I think we have a great atmosphere, a friendly environment, and I think our food, and I don't think our prices are
$30
a portion.
Exactly. One of the interesting things about this, and you know, I think this is, we hear children behind us, as a matter of fact, so this is family-friendly kind of a place, but
exactly.
You also have a bar, a full-service bar.
Yeah. We'll always be a restaurant that serves alcohol. We're not here till 2 a.m., but as far as consuming...
Thank God, right?
Yes, yeah. We're here 7 days a week. We have a Sunday buffet, but we have always been, since the morning that we opened this place, kid-friendly. We have kids' menus. We got crayons, but and you know, some of our older guests, I think they like seeing the younger families, and I think they, you know, it's surprising. You hear some stories from the servers, and this gentleman paid for that young family's meals, and you know, there's some good-hearted people out there.
Oh
still.
Yeah, there really is.
Yeah.
His name is Burke Reister, ladies and gentlemen. He is the proprietor of the Gridiron here, just east of Webster City. Favorite things that people like here? Because I have to ask that, because when Deb says, hey, you know, it could be fried chicken today, is that kind of the big deal?
Yeah. Friday, Wednesdays are fried chicken. We do a Wednesday afternoon, we do a lunch buffet. We'll usually do an entree along with the fried chicken and sides, mashed potatoes, baked beans. We'll do some sort of a vegetable, maybe a bread, dessert, and it comes with a salad bar. The evenings we do another run with chicken. It's an all-you-can-eat. And, people come, and if they don't want an all-you-can-eat, we have two-piece, four-piece dinners as well that they can go that route.
So. Are you having fun, Burke?
I still love it. I am having fun. It wears me down, but I still love it. My passion's always going to be there. I don't know, one day I opened this with my uncle, Kevin, who had passed away recently and stuff, but it was in our blood to be restaurant people. My grandparents had a couple of establishments here in town. I learned a lot when growing up watching them work and slave away. And, I know it's in my blood. It's in my heart to be here and be for the customers and be for our employees.
And, not everybody can be a restaurateur, but we've seen how many people say, what I want to do is go be a restaurateur. And sometimes they don't, they bite off more than they can chew because it is a tough business.
Yeah, it's more than just having the key to the door in your pocket.
How important is it that the owner is present greeting guests?
Well, I think it's absolutely a must. I think you have to be around the building somewhere. Maybe not seating and greeting everybody, but I think you need to come out and let people know that you're here and appreciation of their business and the efforts of the gals. I'll wear any hat I have to in here. If I have to help in, jump in, do dishes, bus tables, seat people, take orders. It's teamwork, and I got a great team. I have a manager that we put in place about a year ago to operate the front of the house. Her name is Emily Lowry, and she's orchestrated putting together a great team. And I think you saw it firsthand with what you had for Sarah today as a server. And the other young lady, Stacy, is here. And they all run, and they know how they're professional, and they know how to handle customers.
What I thought was kind of cool is when the chef brought our lunch.
Yeah. Yeah, Bishop is a great talent to our place. I have two other individuals that bring the same and very similar talents, and he enjoys the hospitality side. And that if you don't have hospitality in this business anymore, you're not going to have customers.
Pretty much done, aren't you?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
His name, ladies and gentlemen, is Burke Reister, and he is the proprietor of the Gridiron. Thanks so very much for hosting us.
Thanks for coming in. I'm glad you enjoyed your lunch, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. You bet. Thank you.